Gracias, señor presidente. My delegation congratulates you on your successful stewardship of the first session of the OEWG. We thank the experts who enriched our discussions, the delegations that engaged substantively and constructively, and our non-state partners that contributed to our work this week. This week, our group took stock of existing international law, but my delegation was never under the impression that revising or reinterpreting international law is part of our mandate. What we did is a survey of existing legal and normative framework as a first step towards the fulfillment of our mandate. I wish to emphasize and reiterate the following points. First, we strongly reaffirm the applicability of international law, including the UN Charter and international humanitarian law in outer space. Second, we reaffirm that the work of these OEWG must not substitute our work on preventing an arms race in outer space through a legally binding instrument. Third, we further affirm that the OEWG's work must build on or complement the work of other processes across the multilateral fora. We therefore thank your initiative to invite the chairs of the other relevant processes at the beginning of this session. We benefited immensely from their wisdom. Fourth, it is urgent to tackle space security given the importance of space assets to all states, but most especially developing countries. Fifth, characterizing responsible behavior is an important innovation of this OEWG. This must not be construed as singling out certain states. Our work must remain inclusive and guided by good faith. Sixth, the duty of due regard is foundational. Responsible behavior is rooted in having due regard to the rights and interests of others, as well as of that of the wider international community. The duty of due regard is a legally binding obligation under international space law, but it remains open textured. This OEWG is an opportunity to clarify what due regard means. Other regimes of international law, especially the law of the sea, provides useful guidance in this regard. Looking at the examples of these other regimes is useful to the extent that they provide, that they inform our attempt to clarify and explore potential measures that could provide concrete expression to the duty of due regard. Seventh, this OEWG is already an excellent platform for TCBM. We should continue to exchange views in good faith and in a transparent manner, and to clarify and compare our understandings of legal principles and obligations with a view to arriving at common understandings that will strengthen and not weaken existing legal and normative frameworks. Mr. Chair, we look forward to characterizing current and future threats to space systems and actions, activities, and omissions that could be considered irresponsible in our next session. I thank you.